made it a bit hard on ourselves there, like, but you know, we got the results at the end of the day. You know, I think it was very important for the club to get a cup. It's been a long time since they won that competition. I know they won the league there in 2007, but it was important to just get that winning mentality, especially in games. You know, it might stand better to us that way. I did have to come from behind to win, because you know, towards the latter end of the season there, we might need to pick up some results. So you know, we're delighted with the victory. We'll enjoy it, even though we've drawn a Friday. And you know, we'll get back on the horse and go again.
Yeah, proper game of two halves, wasn't it? I mean, like, the second half performance not reflective at all in the first.
No, I mean, half time dressing room there wasn't a good place to be. I mean, that was the worst I think we've ever played since my time here in the first half. It was shocking. But you know, credit to the lads, you know, they picked themselves up. What was said, and then we came out second half, and you know, we picked it up enough to get the result. We still need to improve on that if we're going to be competing to get up. But like, it's a fantastic result for the club, especially getting the trophy. And you know, it's for Hendo, just for the work he's done behind the scenes, and the coaching staff and everyone behind the scenes. Fantastic for them.
Were you worried at all when you were 1-0 down, time sticking away?
I don't know, well, it's late here now. Yeah, you know, I always thought we'd get one, but to be honest, I thought it was going to be extra time, if I'm being honest. Even when it was 1-0, I thought we'd probably nick one, because the pressure we had was enough to probably to nick a goal. Like, I thought they'd tire in the second half. They were outstanding, in fairness, and they kept it up for the full 90 minutes. But you know, once we got the one, you know, you could sense that if it wasn't going to happen in normal time, it probably would have happened extra time.
And a cracking finish from Andy O'Connell to win it.
Yeah, I didn't actually see it, because I was screaming from the square. So no, it was a cracking finish. You know, it's fucking so many times it goes under the keeper's legs. It's a credit to him, because he's come in there. You know, he's played at half, played up front, and he's done great there tonight. And he's nicked us a goal, and even Johnny coming back after, like, I think he told me 347 days out or something, and he came back today and first appearance and got a goal. It's fantastic the work he's put in to get that goal. Yeah. You know, so I'm delighted for the two of them, and you know, hopefully we'll be lifting another trophy in the season.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what's this likely to do for your confidence now going forward?
I think, funnily enough, coming from behind, it instills something in you, you know, because when you're winning 1-0 and you're not conceding, it's different to come from behind and try and win. And I think that we've done that tonight, first time we've done that, so we can look to build from that. I think, you know, there's a good group of lads in there, and the way that they went out in the second half after that first half, you know, could be a good belief going forward.
And as you say, you can't get too carried away, because you've got Drogheda Friday.
Yeah, tough game, Drogheda. I mean, this is where we went on a little blip there in the first series of games, the next three, so we'll be definitely looking to rectify that, to look to put it right, and hopefully when yourselves are down there now against Limerick, we put on a bit of a show for you, know, and then their run.
Looking forward to that. Shane, congratulations, but enjoy the celebration.
Thanks very much, Rory, and you never mentioned my goal, by the way, as well.
Did you score it, Jay? You don't like to mention it.
It's alright, I won't be on again, next.
Steve, congratulations. Just heard your speech there, said it means the world to you, means the world to the club, and obviously it does.
It does, because we were saying that, like we said, the club only has one trophy that we won in 2007 in League of Ireland. Do you know, so for us to be in League of Ireland for 34 odd years and only have one trophy, it's important that we start picking them up. She's a beautiful cup, as you can see. She's a very old cup, but that's Ramblers now. Do you know, and that's important, because you know, I don't want to keep harping over it. The club has nearly gone out of its distance. So for this group of lads, especially this group of lads, because they're brilliant, they're lovely kids. Especially for them to come up and pick that force. It's the first cup that Ramblers have ever won as a senior club, you know. So I'm delighted that it was this group of kids that done it. But like we said, first half wasn't great, you know what I mean? Second half, we kind of dug ourselves back in it. But I have to say, great credit to Billy and his Rockmount team. They were fantastic to me. They probably feel a little bit hard done by, but they're out there playing three games in 7 days or something. They got tired, you know what I mean? That's very harsh on them to have to do it. But in fairness to our lads, you know, we exposed that and we took advantage of it. But again, all credit to Rockmount and Billy.
You said to us last weekend that you've converted Andy O'Connell into a centre half, and he proved that with a superb finish there to win the match.
Yeah, that's why we put him at centre forward. Yeah, so he went up there and he looked very composed up there, held the ball up well. Do you know, we won his headers. Do you know, if we had got more crosses into the box, we probably would have been more of a day. But then if you look at the size of the man and the way he finished it off, it was a very cool and collected finish. So we're delighted for him, because Marcus has been doing great, you know. So he's been waiting his turn. He's come in, he's had to score a big goal for us.
What's this likely to do for this team's confidence though going forward?
Huge, because they actually have a medal in their pocket. They've won a cup. They've come off the back of a great game against Shells. The good thing about this is that, you know, we can say to them, the first half is just not good enough. That will get us nowhere. They have to understand that is not good enough for any level of football. So we'll learn from that. But the confidence that we'll take next week going into against Drogheda, you know, we have to get back training on Thursday now and kind of right what went wrong here already. You know, we can't, you know, it's brilliant winning the cup, but there was stuff there that wasn't right. We have to fix that. And they know that. So you can hear the little buzz there now. They know that Friday now is another cup final for us.
Excellent, Stephen. Congratulations from all of us at Red FM.
Thank you very much. I hope that was interesting for you.